How many of you grew up and you had a brother in the house with you? See some hands? Lots of hands, okay. Lots of guys have brothers. Some of you raise your hand with a smile. Some of you are like, oh, yeah, I'm a brother. But anybody that's had the blessing of having a brother, you get close to that person even if you don't like them. Like, even if you don't like your brother, just because of all the shared experiences, because you're doing maybe a lot, getting into a lot of trouble together, but you're also doing just a lot of random stuff like this, where it's like two brothers, no shirts on, like carving a pumpkin and getting into a mess together. So you go through life and you have all those experiences together. You can't help but there to be some sort of intimacy, some sort of I understand you and you understand me, some sort of we're connected. And for a lot of people, they go through life and they think, well, I can never have a relationship like that with anybody that's not family. They think, I've got these siblings and that's all that I'm ever going to have. But there's a verse in the Bible that actually tells us that's not true, that as close as siblings can be, God can bless us with relationships that are even closer than that. And so there's this verse in Proverbs that got pointed out to me. There's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. That it's possible to have a friendship with somebody you're not related to and have them be an even closer bond than what you would have with a brother or with a sister. And so if you're interested in something like that and having a really tight, trusting connection with somebody understands you and you understand them, then make sure to listen up, because we're going to have a couple people here today. Michelle and Kathy are going to come up and give them a warm welcome. And even though Michelle and Kathy aren't related, they're going to talk us through how they got to know each other here at Maywood and how they got to be as close as they are today. So kind of, it's good to have you guys up here. Yeah. So Kathy, start us off. How did things get started? How did you first meet Michelle?
Okay. I had no idea, but I know God always has a plan. God's always working. And he invites us to join him in what he's doing. So I had been mentored, and I was mentored by Kathleen Wright, and one of her big things was look for people that you don't know, and especially if someone's alone, go meet them. And so I saw Michelle at church one Sunday and greeted her. It was her first Sunday here, and she was alone. And then the next Sunday, I sat with her. And I believe if you talk to somebody long enough, you'll find a connection with that person. And so we were talking, and I'm sorry. I told her I was a retired math teacher and I love to tutor. And she said, oh, I have a daughter who needs tutoring. And I thought, well, that's it. The Lord right away made the connection. So I began to tutor Chloe.
Awesome. Well, I want to put a little spotlight, because I think if Kathleen has shared some wisdom, it's worth all of us hearing that again. Kathleen's an incredible lady, and this idea that if you see somebody, if you've been around a little while, and you see somebody that seems to be by themselves and is new, you should stop what you're doing and go talk to that person. And that sounds very, very simple, but, you know, unless you're like Kathy or maybe Marilyn Timmons, but, you know, a lot of us are not doing that. A lot of us see someone new, and then we see somebody we want to high five, and we just like walk around the new person to go high five somebody else, you know? So first step Kathy did was to reach out to that brand new person and make a connection. And then, Michelle, tell us how it went from there, though, because obviously it went beyond just tutoring your daughter.
Well, we connected, of course, over Chloe needing tutoring, and I just felt this connection with Kathy, and Kathy kept kind of prodding me along, you know, inviting me to Wednesday night groups and stuff. But I had a friend here that was talking about, hey, you know, I have a mentor. And I'm like, okay, a mentor, how do you get a mentor? And she said, you just find one. You just ask somebody. And so, because of the connection that I already had with Kathy and her tutoring my daughter, that's how we got connected with the mentoring relationship and the friendship that we have.
Yeah, so Michelle went to Kathy and literally said, will you be my mentor? And so I Thank you, Enrique. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, way to go. Servant's heart. So, Kathy, when Michelle came and asked you, will you be my mentor, then what did you get started with her?
Well, I didn't have a guidebook. I wasn't sure. I had been mentored at different times in my life, but I wasn't really sure what that was going to look like, but I said, sure. So I invited her to come after work and have a light supper, like 3 weeks in a row. We just ate together and got to know each other. We both talked a lot to each other and were honest. Right away, we had something going on bigger than ourselves, I think. We were able to be very honest. And then I realized our time needed to be more purposeful and focused. So I picked out a couple books that I thought would address some of the things we had talked about and let Michelle pick a book that we would each read a chapter a week and get together and talk about it. And from the very beginning, we prayed together. Lots of prayer went into this.
Yeah, very good. So had those intro times where you really talked and got to know each other, but then you made sure there was a purpose, and you suggested, I think, a couple different books that you could do and let Michelle pick one. And so a verse, a passage that you guys have both brought up to me about how did mentoring go between you was Ephesians, and we're going to start reading in chapter 4, starting in verse 14. It talks about when we're mature, this will no longer be true of us. It says, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. What this is describing is the average person who's not very mature in their faith, they bounce from good idea to good idea to maybe not even a good idea, but they're just kind of like running around all over the place. They don't head in the right direction. They're just tossed by the wind and the waves. Here's the other side of that, though. It says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we're going to come back to that phrase, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. So he says, by speaking the truth in love to each other, every part of our life's going to grow to be more like Jesus, who's our leader, who's our head. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Builds itself up, it's saying the body builds itself up, saying we here in this room should be building each other up. And we're going to jump down to verse 25. Kathy wanted to point this out to us. It says, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. So there's a theme that came out that's very true in their relationship they wanted to point out to us today, this speaking the truth in love. And so, Michelle, I want to start with you. And how is it a challenge to you that Kathy spoke to you in a loving but also a very bold, truthful way?
Well, the thing is that Kathy and I have a very close relationship. I can go to her with just about anything or everything. I go to her about everything. And she's not just a shoulder to cry on. She does let me do that, but she'll dust me off, but she doesn't let me stay stuck. Like, she tries to come at it to see, you know, we need to see this like Jesus would see this. And sometimes that's not always the easiest way to look at it. You know, she's just sharing the truth. And then she always reminds me that God has a plan, and that God doesn't waste anything. And she just picks me up and gets me steered right back on track, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you're listening to this right now, I want you to answer this to yourself honestly. Is there somebody in your life who really knows what's going on in your life right now? Not maybe some brother you really trust who lives 500 miles away, but is there somebody that's up to date on what's really going on in your life? And is that the type of person who will really hit you with hard truths? Like, maybe they'll listen to you, but then they'll also say, well, but God wants you to do this. Or you know this about God is true, so you need to change. Those are two very special things to have in somebody. Somebody who knows you and then who will speak the truth in love to you. Okay, that's not It's not something you just stumble into. They worked to get that, but it's worth having. Okay? So, Kathy, for you, though, speaking the truth in love, being a little bit, being more than a shoulder to cry on, how did that challenge you? How was that hard for you to do?
Well, I like for people to like me, and sometimes I thought, oh my gosh, she's not going to like me anymore if I say this, but it really stretches me to pray and seek wisdom, go to the Word and see what the Bible says about different situations. And I want to say we're bragging on God today. We're not bragging about, oh, we're so great, we figured this out. God led us every step of the way, and He wants to reveal truth. He is truth. Jesus is truth. And so as we would seek Him for certain things, He would reveal and guide us in that.
Awesome, Kathy. And some of you, as you're here today, some of you might be thinking, oh, I'm ready to tell somebody else what they need to do. But what I want to encourage you guys with, Kathy, is here's a big step that Kathy did. If you listened earlier, she was mentored by Kathleen Wright. She let somebody else teach her, and she actually did what Kathleen told her to do. And then she was ready to build that relationship with somebody and eventually tell them what they needed to do. And so if you're here today and you've let somebody else teach you and you've actually put into practice the good things they're telling you, now you're ready to build a relationship with someone else and then pass on to them. But if you're just sitting back with all your great ideas and all your head knowledge, you need to let somebody else teach you, and you need to actually do what they say, and then you'll be ready to pass that on to somebody else, just like Kathy's showing us an example here today. So there's a big, big payoff to this sort of relationship. And Michelle, will you start us off and just talk through? Oh, I'm skipping ahead, aren't I, though? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm getting ahead of us. Sorry, I got excited about the impact. But first, tell us about Wednesday night and how that kind of rolled out. We'll start with Kathy. Tell us, you lead a Wednesday night group, and you were telling Michelle to come. Tell us kind of what happened from there.
Well, I was inviting her to come.
Yes, sorry, inviting her to come.
Many times, and finally she did. And she was a wonderful asset to the group. Right away, her heart for other women was evident. And she was wanting to grow, very hungry to grow, but wanting to encourage and help other people grow as well. So her leadership skills were just right there, and she began to lead a smaller prayer group, and now she's my co-leader in Wednesday night.
Awesome. So, Michelle, Kathy said some really great things about you, and if we gave her more time, I know she would say even more great things, but she talked about the way she saw you could encourage other people, the way you were a leader. And I know you fairly well, Michelle. I don't know that you would use that word for yourself. And I think when you were first asked to pray or first asked to do each of these steps, what was going through your mind? When Kathy sees all this positive stuff, what were you thinking?
Well, a lot of you know me, and that's not me. Like, I'm scared, like, straight off. But you know what? This is going to sound kind of simple, but this is very true. Jesus makes me brave.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's one thing that Kathy has always instilled in me, and that is willingness to do things. And I had gotten to that point where if I wanted to trust what she was telling me, then I felt like I really needed to be willing to do what it is that she asked me to do, because she could see something greater in me than I could see. And so just with her putting that in my head of being willing, being willing, being willing, then it's made me grow into a much stronger person, because, you know, when I first met her, I was like, no, no. But now, I mean, you know, I'm definitely more confident, and I, you know, like I said, Jesus makes me brave.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So if you know Michelle very well, you know, if you've been down to Sunday school class downstairs, she's leading that some now. And so Michelle's doing a lot of great things here at Maywood, lots of potential for the future. But I think such a great attribute that she has, that willingness to say, I'm going to trust my mentor. I'm going to step out. Even if I don't feel comfortable, I'm going to be willing. And that willingness has taken her so far because she does have these other gifts that she hasn't seen. And it's so good that Kathy is helping her develop those gifts and take hold of them. So something that Kathy shared with me the other night when we were talking is she started small, though. She pushed Michelle just a little bit out of her comfort zone to lead a small prayer time and then to lead more and then to lead more and more. There's kind of this master plan that Kathy had, you know, to get Michelle leading a large portion of the time. But she started out small with what she knew Michelle could succeed at, and she pushed her in a way that she could succeed. So great mentoring there. And Michelle, can you start us off, though, with what's the whole relationship between you and Kathy? What impact has it had on you?
Okay, well, I'm going to rewind a little bit. when I came here in August of 2015, I was broken. I was shipwrecked. I had gotten to a point about 10, 12 years ago that I was starting to get mad at God. I was tired of trying to do things the right way. It always seemed like it always backfired anyway. So here, watch this. Let me go do what I'm going to do. And I think the thing that trumped that or pushed it forward, I shouldn't say trump that, but pushed that forward was the fact that my mom, who was my best friend, had a major stroke. Still to this day, she's incapacitated in her speech. Her conversations are yes and no, and at times the yes and no gets confused. And so I was like, you know, why would you let that happen? And here I go, and I'm going to go do what I want to do. And I did that for a long time. And I came here because I knew I had to get my life back on track. I tried it my way. I tried doing things that, you know, seemed like they were great and fun and all that kind of stuff, but I had to get here. And so I came here, and I did sit by myself the first week. But then Kathy came, and she introduced herself, and we started talking. And it just felt so cool that somebody cared about me, that somebody took a step to, like, introduce themselves to me. And really, it all boils down to a couple different things. First off, she was willing to ultimately invest her time in me. And as a result, you know, I believe I'm still here to this day because of the relationship that she and I have developed. Because there's been some things that have happened that I don't know that I had the strength to get through, but she's pushed me and she's kept me, you know, she's just kept pushing me in the right direction. And so I'm thankful that we have this relationship.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of people that came to Maywood in 2015. And there's a lot of people who went through a lot with God to get them here to church in 2015. And honestly, there's a lot of people who are no longer here. And you wonder, why is that? Well, maybe they went through something really hard in their life. Michelle's gone through some hard things. If you get to know her well, she could tell you about some of that. And yet through those hard things, Michelle had a mentor. And Michelle's still here today. And Michelle's now helping other people grow closer to God. And she's actually going deeper with God even when she goes through storms. I think a big piece of it, like she said, is because of this relationship. You know, it matters that we do these sorts of relationships. So the impact hasn't been all one way, though. I know it's a two-way street. So, Kathy, tell us about how Michelle has impacted you and how this relationship has impacted you.
Okay. 7 years ago, I had no clue what my life was going to look like. My husband passed away, and my daughter moved to California and took my grandchildren. And there was this huge vacuum, and I began to pray, Lord, what will my life look like? And He is so faithful. He always has the big picture and a plan, and things began to unfold. Kathleen was mentoring me, and I realize I have a heart for young women too, and it doesn't replace my daughter, but it fulfills a need in my life. I mean, it gave me purpose and direction. So.
Awesome. It's very cool. I got to have kind of the extended edition of this conversation a couple weeks ago, and these ladies have a lot of wisdom to share about their connections. If you guys know me very well, I'm always my small group, I'm always harping on them about how are you going to put it into practice, what are you going to do about what you learned. And so I thought, what better way for us to kind of close up hearing from these two ladies than to get them to tell us what's their challenge? What do they want you guys to do today or soon because of what they've learned? So, Michelle, I'm going to let you go first. And kind of what's your challenge for people here at Maywood?
Well, first off, I would just challenge you to become hungry to change and to grow and to be committed to that change and that growth. I mean, I think someone said last Sunday, nothing changes if nothing changes. And you're going to get stuck in the same spot, and you're likely, probably, going to just fall right back where you were, maybe worse. And so you've got to get that heart change to where you want to keep putting one foot in front of the other and just growing and growing and growing. And I just think that you have to have a hunger for that. You just have to want more and more and more of the things that Jesus wants. And like I said, he's going to put you in some spots and you're going to be like, I can't do this. I can't do this. But he will make you brave. And I just have to keep saying that over and over.
Michelle, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit on that hunger thing. I think that is so true, but I also think it's hard for people to really grasp. So talk me through, like, when you're making decisions, because I know you're making a lot of positive decisions to fill yourself with God, but take us through some of what you do that you're hungry for God, so you do these things.
Well, I spend time in prayer. I spend time in the Word. I try to let myself be in situations that are going to challenge me. When someone, you know, asks me, hey, can you do this? And I think, I can't do that. Well, I go back to, yes, I can. And I just, you know, I go to the one who made me, who knows me, who knows everything about me. And I just trust that, you know, he has a plan for me. And I just, like I said, I just pray, I seek his word, you know, I go to the Word, and I talk to my mentor, of course.
Very good. So, Kathy, what's your challenge for us?
Well, I've really enjoyed the messages the past few weeks. Pastor Bob really gave a challenge, if you remember him standing up and sitting down, and from Ezekiel, it was not an easy word, that shepherds need to shepherd, and it's a great loss to the body of Christ if we're not shepherding. And then last week, Wayne shared the verse, two are better than one. We all need someone to do the journey with. And I would just encourage you, if you feel any sense of understanding of what we're talking about, that probably means there's someone that you need to make a connection with. And I would just, to me, a mentor is an encourager. And if you have met Jesus and you've been around here any time at all, you do have something to share. God is a great equipper. And if he's stirring something in you, he'll equip you to do that and just begin to walk that path.
Yeah. Kathy, I know that got you, yeah. I know that you got fired up the other day when Bob was talking about, you know, shepherds who only feed themselves. And the gloves can come off a little bit, though. And you can tell us, if there's somebody here in the audience today who's, they've been coming for a long time, they've been getting fed for a long time, but they're not mentoring anybody, they're not meeting a brand new person.
There's
Shake
a problem.
That person a little bit. Tell them what to do.
Well, Jake was laughing at me the other night because I said, I cannot stand to hear somebody say, I'm not being fed. I mean, that just, I can't handle it. So because we know how to be fed, we have the Word of God, and we have a lot of older Christians around that we can tap into their experience. We have amazing coaches. We have amazing classes. So we need to stop, and the verses in Ephesians, feeling like infants being tossed around, we're not. We need to accept God has really blessed us to be here, to give us knowledge and wisdom and life experience, and we need to begin to share that, because growth only happens if we begin to let it flow out as well as in.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Very, very good. Really good stuff from both ladies. I'm glad we get to talk to them. And I just want to drive home. Yeah. I just want to drive home kind of the last two points that they made. But I want you guys to be thinking, what's the thing you're going to do? Because if you hang around Michelle or Kathy very long, you think, wow, they're going with Jesus. They're going somewhere with Jesus. If you want to be going somewhere with Jesus, you could probably apply what they just talked about. So it's kind of a review in case you missed it, but you're looking for what's my thing to do today, or my thing to do by the time I'm back here at church next week, okay? So the first thing Michelle shared with us was to stay hungry, okay? And so you've got these little birds. What's on these little birds' mind? Do they care how they look? Do they care about their money problems coming down the road? Or do they care about, like, how someone snubbed them yesterday at work? Or did they miss their favorite TV show? They don't. All they care about, single-minded, all they care about is, I want food. That's all that matters to them, okay? And imagine if you went this week and said, I'm hungry for God, like this little bird is hungry for a worm. All I want, I don't care how much of my pride I have to let go of. All I want is to satisfy this hunger for God. So I'm willing to go ask somebody else for help, or I'm willing to do something I'm not very comfortable with. Michelle's secret sauce, the thing that makes her relationship with God so good, is she's willing. Okay? And imagine if you were willing this week to do whatever it took to get full of God. What step would you take? Would you be like Michelle and go ask someone to mentor you? Or maybe there's some other step you already know. But what would you do if you were truly hungry for God? That one's worth thinking about for a minute. Next one, Kathy didn't specifically say next step, but honestly, I kind of want to just give the mic to Kathy. I wish I would have recorded her the other night when she was talking about, like, oh man, I really want to, she really kind of wanted to zing us with that idea of not just sticking around to feed ourselves. That if you've been here for a little while, then it's time for you to take another step to help somebody else out. And that you're only going to grow on the inside if you're also helping somebody else grow on the outside. So if you're here today and you're thinking, you know, I've been here for a month, or I've been here for 20 years, there's somebody that's not been here as long as you. And if you know three things about Jesus, then find somebody that only knows one or two. I bet there's somebody out there that you could invest in. Maybe you're not ready to do everything that Kathy's doing, or maybe it's time that you start doing that sort of stuff. What would your next step be if you really wanted to help somebody else grow? What would be the very next thing you need to do? Maybe it's meet the next person that you see sitting by themselves that you don't know their name here at Maywood. Maybe it's somebody in your neighborhood that you know you could help them go further with Jesus. Maybe it's the next time we baptize somebody here that's the same gender as you. Maybe you just like, hey, I'm going to take that person out to lunch and get to know them and see if we can develop some sort of relationship where I mentor them. What's your next step to invest in some other person? If you're here today and you're thinking, well, I don't have anything to do yet, then I don't know if you've listened, because we've hit like the, are you just need to be hungry for God, or are you ready to help somebody else out? That covers the whole gamut. And so if you don't know what to do today, then Michelle is still here and Kathy is still here. Like, go and talk to them and say, like, I blanked. Tell me what to do. And they'll point you in a good direction, okay? I'm going to pray a blessing over us. It's called a benediction, but basically what it means is when one person prays, but when a group of people accept the prayer, when they say, yeah, I want that to be true. And God hears that blessing, and in his mercy, our hope is that he'll answer that blessing for us, okay? So let me pray over all of us. Jesus, I pray we would be hungry for you like those little birds are hungry. That we wouldn't care about our pride or about anything else so much as filling up with you. And God, I pray when we get something from you, that you would show us who's the one person you want us to invest in. Who's the one person you want us to show that thing to. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in peace.